USA Radio News.
President Trump made an unannounced visit to Arlington National Cemetery on Saturday. The president visited the cemetery during an annual event in which Christmas wreaths are laid to honor the sacrifices made by veterans and their families. For now, Obamacare is the lay of the land, although the future is a bit murky regarding the Affordable Care Act, as a federal judge in Texas ruled that the law is unconstitutional. As far as when we could expect any changes, Jesse Weber is a health attorney. He joined CBS this morning.
I would say everybody in 2019 is probably okay.
Yeah.
Because the appeals process takes some time. Yes, they can try to fast track it through the appeals court and then try to fast track it through the Supreme Court because it's such a big issue. But I've tried this. I've seen this happen before. I'd be more concerned for people who are trying to think about in the future what they're going to do.
President Trump announced on Twitter that Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke will be leaving by the end of this year. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
A new study finds that Christmas time is the most likely time of the year for a heart attack. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The study published this week in the British Medical Journal says a person's risk for a heart attack spikes during the holidays and peaks at about 10 p.m. on Christmas Eve. The researchers at Lund University in Sweden studied over 280,000 heart attacks over 6 years around the world and found that the risk of one did shoot up by 37% on Christmas Eve. Scientists are not sure exactly what causes that increase, but other high-risk periods for heart attacks include New Year's Eve, midsummer holidays, and Mondays.
President Trump on Saturday praised the shutting down of the Weekly Standard, a conservative magazine that was critical of him, one day after the publication announced it would close and lay off staff. The president tweeted, "The pathetic and dishonest Weekly Standard, run by failed prognosticator Bill Kristol, is flat broken out of business. Too bad." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175, but do it now.
With a possible partial government shutdown looming next Friday, both Republicans and Democrats are digging their heels in regarding border funding and how much money, if any, should be allocated toward border security. Governor-elect Ron DeSantis was at the White House. He shares some advice he gave President Trump.
We're going to do things in Florida to continue to fight opioid abuse, but if the fentanyl keeps coming into our country, it's very difficult. And I think the president understands that, and I think Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, they're just on the wrong side of this. I mean, the fact of the matter is the amount of money he's asking for in terms of Washington is basically budget dust. I mean, these guys waste way more money than that every single year. And so I think the American people will be behind the president. And, I encourage him to stand strong.
The holidays can be a stressful time of year for many folks. Dr. Oz tells Fox News, though, sometimes it's better to be present than give presents.
80% of Americans actually want to spend time with people that they love. That's what the holidays are all about. The best thing you can give is time. It's not about money.
Yep.
So make sure you carve a little bit of that. You know, I used to do these things for Habitat for Humanity. I don't know if you know this, but when they build you a house because you didn't have any money, they'd put a wooden little house piggy bank in there. And I asked the founder once why he did that. And he said, because people who are being helped have the right to give also. The most valuable thing we have as humans is the ability to give to each other. It's always defined who we are as a species, and it allows us to live longer. So don't give up on that. It's the whole purpose of the holidays.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.